You're listening to the British Baseball Podcast.
Hello, baseball fans. Matthew here with your May baseball, British baseball history lesson. It's one of those rare occasions where I realised it's 9:05 on a Sunday evening, with being a bank holiday, and time and days sort of slip us by. And I realised that I hadn't yet recorded my episode, thinking I had more time than I did. So here we are in this episode for you today. So you'll be happy to know that this May history, British baseball history episode, doesn't start off in 1890. In fact, we're going back to 1881 and we're going to Cardiff. British baseball in South Glamorgan on May the 7th, 1881. The Cardiff Times on May the 7th, 1881, page 5 of the South Wales Daily News. Baseball, B-A-S-T-E, B-A-L-L, was played in Cardiff. I'm going to butcher this and I apologise. It's G-A-O-L, like goal spelled wrong, which is a prison, in 1820, according to the first of a three-part series on the jail's history that appeared in two Cardiff newspapers. The writer, citing two prison documents made available to him by the current governor, described the relatively comfortable conditions for prisoners, primary debtors under the administration of the former governor, Charles Le Breton, B-I-E-T-O-N, or Le Breton. Beer, wine, and spirits were permitted. Sounds like better than most holidays I've had. Beer, wine, and spirits were permitted if passed in from the outside, he wrote, and added, for amusement during the day, they were allowed in fine weather to play baseball, rounders, or other outdoor amusements in a courtyard at the back of the prison. The new governor, Mr. Le Breton, found many irregularities which he endeavoured to check, and on some occasions he considered it necessary to stop supplies when debtors would persist in playing based against his orders or in refusing to give up the ball when he demanded it. So let's get into more familiar territory of 1890, and we're again in May. Lay's Recreation Club hosted Erdington in the first baseball match ever played in Derby. Due to the expert coaching of Americans Brian Boulas and Ryan Back, Lay's team stormed to a 23-0 lead after just two innings, at which point the Americans competed the rest of the game on the side of Erdington. The game closed out with a 22-11 win for Lay's Recreation Club. The Lay's roster for the game was Dan Alsop, Edwin Booth, William C. Bryan, Sim Boulas, H.M. Middleton, Miller, W. North, S. Presbury, and John Reinbach. In the days following, the local press had dropped the Lay's Recreation Club name in favour of Derby Baseball Club. Okay, for some reason, I don't appear to have a date for this, but I know it was in May from the resource on Project Cobb. So if anyone knows any information, a bit more information about this, I'd love to know a bit more about it. It's England versus West Germany. As reported in the April number, the Confédération Européenne de Baseball Amateur decided that these two countries should play a game to decide on a replacement for Belgium, which had announced that it would not be taking part in European Championships at Barcelona. The BABF tried to arrange for the game to be played in London on May the 11th, as the West German team had requested a London venue. Unfortunately, Robert Garrard, who had been given the task of organising the game in London, was unable to obtain a suitable ground. It chanced that the Merseyside American Baseball League had arranged to stage an all-star game on that date on the ground of Southport AFC, a football league club. The game was arranged in order to raise funds for Southport AFC, who were in difficulties financially, and also to play baseball. The game, under showcase conditions, a rare event in England. The Merseyside League invited the BABF to play the international game at Southport, where it would be played in place of the well-advertised All-Star game that had been arranged. The BABF accepted the invitation. The game was played under ideal conditions in front of some thousands of spectators. West Germany won 13-0. The West German pitcher had a perfect game going into the ninth inning, only to see his perfect game disappear when his catcher dropped a third strike. The West German team scored 9 runs in the third inning and had 10 hits and 2 home runs in the game. The British Amateur Baseball Federation faced problems as a result of the financial strain caused by playing this game. Because of the circumstances under the game, under which the game was played, the BABF had received no portion of the gate receipts, yet the game had cost £414.13. Included in this amount was the sum of £105, which the hire of a coach to transport the West Germans from London to Southport. Also, a Belgian umpire claimed £105 in travelling expenses. This was exclusive of meals and overnight expenses, which had been met by the Merseyside League. By drawing on reserves, the BABF were able to reduce the deficit to £258.68 for those accounting. The incentive fundraising is necessary if the BABF is to reach a state of solvency, and all areas had been asked to assist in this effort. And that's from the Mercury Baseball issue 10. If you head over to Project Cobb, you can read more about that there. Then we have the Four Nations tournament in Belgium. In early May, the GB squad travelled to Wands in Germany. I'm pretty sure it's Belgium. I don't know why I said Germany. Maybe it's all the German stuff I've just been reading. In early May, a Great Britain squad travelled to Wands in Belgium to play in the Four Nations tournament. Their opponents were the Belgian national team, a representative provincial squad from Quebec, Canada, and an all-star team of foreigners playing in Belgium's domestic league, named the Belgian International All-Stars. The British squad had a decent contingency of players who had won the silver medal in the 2007 European Championships. April, considering that there were no major tournaments in 2008, a factor that usually affects the availability of overseas-based players. 8 members of the 2007 European Championship squad were involved. Brian Ezery, Chris Falls, Roddy Lenberg, Alex Milahoudis, Craig Peacock, Brant Oost, and Sant Whitehead, and Ian Young, in addition to junior players Michael Trask and Richard Kilns. They made their debuts. Great Britain finished second in the tournament. The British side beat the Quebec squad in a close matchup that dominated the Belgium League All-Star team. However, the Belgian national squad, who were preparing for the European Championship qualifying pool, got the better of GB, shutting out the British in both the preliminary rounds 5-0 and then the final 4-0, in front of an estimated crowd of 750 people. Terence Antanaki struck out 11 British hitters in the final. Oost, who accounted for 3 of Great Britain's 5 hits in that game, led the team offensively in the tournament with a .697 batting average, 2 doubles and a homer. Unfortunately, no other British player with more than 8 plate appearances hit over .250 at the event. On the mound, Whitehead put up the top performance, throwing 5.0 scoreless innings and striking out 8 to earn the win against the Belgian International All-Stars. Results, GB beat Quebec 4-3. They lost 5-0 and 4-0 to Belgium. The Belgian International All-Stars, they beat them 12-1. 2019, the 25th to the 27th, Baseball Scotland wins the Battle for Britain tournament in a closely contested weekend of baseball in Kent. The Kent Buccaneers hosted a 6-team contest, which was the first ever to feature teams from England, Ireland and Scotland. Not many games were decided by more than 1 or 2 runs, and there were plenty of heroics along the way. Mariners Baseball from the Irish Baseball League earned a 6-5 walk-off win on day 2 against the Kent Buccaneers on a 2-run homer to dead centre field from the appropriately named Rob Hero. The Northern All-Stars were the only team to defeat Scotland thanks to several impressive performances. At one point, Scotland had bases loaded when a ball was hit into the hole on the right side, where a friend of the show, Charlie Bevo, pounced on it and fired it home for an out. The game ended in an astonishing leap dive from shortstop AJ Tosses that saved 2 runs and preserved a 2-0 shutout victory for pitcher Jamie Ratcliffe. The final day saw the final standings contested. In the day's first game, the Northern All-Stars defeated the West Midland All-Stars, followed by a slugfest win for the Buccaneers over the Mariners, 19 runs to 11, despite a grand slam from Mariner Leo Farrell. In the final, Scotland took on the South West Baseball League All-Stars, who also had lost only once over the weekend. The final lived up to its billing. Scotland starter Sam Davidson and South West reliever Miguel Sanchez were both apparently incredible on the mound. A game highlight saw a brilliant show throw to first to record an out from the South West centre fielder Vilmantas Carr. The game stayed close, but Scotland eventually triumphed 5 runs to 3 and claimed the trophy. So Scotland were top of the table with a 5-1 record. South West Baseball League All-Stars with 4-2. Kent Buccaneers and Mariners Baseball and the Northern League All-Stars with both 3 wins and 3 losses apiece. And then West Midlands League All-Stars 0-6. Miguel Sanchez for South West got the MVP. The best batter was Kelly Wright for the Northern team. And the best pitcher was Sam Davidson for Scotland. On the 30th of May 2020, the GB Women's National Team is announcing WB UK being incorporated into the BBF structure. Doris Hocking appeared on the British Baseball Podcast with Sheffield Bruins GM Kelly Wright and director of Bristol Baseball Molly Wilcox to talk about her appointment as the Women's National Team Manager. A 4-year plan put in place with 2020 focus being placed on awareness and communication, recruitment and set-up dates for 2021 tryouts, funding and securing equipment. And that brings us to the end of May's episode. Hope that was okay. I've just realised that this may be running a little bit short. I feel like I owe you guys and girls a full episode. So if I find myself running short on any of these history segments or the wrap-ups or new segments, I'll try to incorporate a bit more history in there. But let me know which historical figures, historical teams, or periods of British baseball history you want to know more about, and I'll get researching on it. Maybe you want to contribute yourself to the history segment, and maybe you found something new, or you've got something that can contradicts previous evidence, and you want to bring it forward, show us the evidence, and see if you can back it up, and drop me a message, and let's get it shared. There's a wealth of British baseball history out there, and I want to know all about it, and share it with you, the lovely, lovely listeners. And that's it for me. Enjoy the rest of your bank holiday weekend. Whatever you're doing, stay safe and take care. And I'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.